You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
I woke up snug in my bed, glad to be home from college for break. It was October 31st, Halloween, my favorite day of the year. This year I was staying in and passing out treats, watching the house while my parents went to Mrs. Hendrickson's annual Halloween party. I quickly stripped, taking a little time to admire my body in the mirror. My long brunette hair fell inches below my perky and upturned perfect D-cups. My tummy was flat and toned from years of cross-country racing, and my legs and pert bum showed the definition of my hard training. I pulled my costume out, a simple and modest princess dress, complete with a tiara. Putting it on, I looked like any little girl's vision of a beautiful royal. Giving a spin, I gave an approving nod and a squeal. Halloween night was almost here. My mother slowly lurched in, and I could instantly tell she wasn't feeling well. She was a tiny woman, about 3 inches shorter and about 20 pounds lighter than my 5'4", 120-pound frame. Her face was a curious green color, and her hair in a ratty ponytail. "Hey there, Candy," she weakly croaked. "Change of plans. I need you to go with your father to the Hendricksons. I feel too sick, so you'll need to wear my costume so we can hopefully win the couple's costume again this year."
"But, Mom, I had plans, and don't you need someone to take care of you?"
"No, I really just need to lie down. And please don't fight me on this. Do what I say. I'm not up for an argument. Your costume's in the bathroom, and hurry, your dad wants to leave soon." I gave a useless sigh and headed toward the bathroom, even though I was sure that her costume would barely fit on me. The first piece was a tiny, flesh-colored bikini, followed by the second piece, a tiny pair of flesh-colored underwear with decorative leaves as a flimsy skirt surrounding it. What the hell was this? The top stretched tight across my bulging breasts, and my nipples were clearly outlined through the fabric. It was so tight that it was almost sheer. The bottoms weren't much better. It was so skimpy it barely covered my pussy, but the skirt kept it from being indecent. I picked up the apple, and that's when it hit me. Adam and Eve! I ran by my room to grab a long jacket for the ride and hoped it would all be over soon. Making sure my jacket was buttoned up tight around me, I got in the car and shut the door.
"Sorry for the rush, kiddo. I heard it was already packed at the Hendricksons'."
I looked over at him, and my jaw dropped. His broad chest and six-pack showed that he clearly hadn't been neglecting the gym while I was away at my first year of college. His muscles cut a V-shape right above his groin, and to my surprise, I saw he was wearing a teeny-tiny Speedo with a decorative leaf placed carefully over his groin. The leaf tried its hardest, but there was no way it could cover my dad's huge package. "Yuck! Did I just notice my dad's bulge?" Ugh! I shook my head to try to get the image out of my brain.
I hope you enjoyed the free intro teaser. If you'd like to hear more of this recording, or find out about the other recordings I create, just send me a message to candy@voicelikecandy.com. Or check out my recordings club at patreon.com/voicelikecandy. That's me!